Kitnius Bisela the Kitnius the Pruta. Because Kitnius, you don't get doubled your deal. Kitnius, the way you buy it usually is with a dollar, the seller, the Kitnius the Pruta. They sell it for seller, they sell it for Pruta. In other words, beans has exact price on it. So therefore, if I told you to buy me 6 sloyim worth, and you got for 3 sloyim, 6 sloyims worth, that's it. I wouldn't have gotten any more of a deal if you would have bought me more. There's a set price for this. So therefore, you see clearly we're talking about that not that the shliach brought back something really bad, less than he was supposed to. He brought back the value that he was supposed to. Just the question is that the bala he got for $3, a $6 worth shirt. So question, therefore it's good. Because our koponim, he brought back the $6 worth shirt. But in a case in our Gemara, where he only does half of what he's supposed to do, there we still have the question, maybe there it's no good. So we have no proof to our Shaila. Here's the case here. Now, Hechidami. So what's the case to Hechidami? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Biaskwa Damasvi Bishnisum Les Raya. Like Hechidami, what's the case talking about? Where he went, he says, if you degrees, if you buy beans, kidneys, then the Shliach and the Balabas both are over the Yisamila. Then the sale is a good sale. If you want to tell me, Biaskwa Damasvi Bishuma, that they sell it, Bishuma estimated. Rashi Boim, it's time you estimate how much it's worth. Is Heichid the Yoyev Le Sela? Muzle Gabay Tvei? Then no, then the waters of you degree, the Balabas should also have a complaint that I gave you a Sela. You should have spent a complete Sela on the Kitnius. Because if you go estimates, he would have given you a much bigger estimate. You would have got double the amount. So Rapapa says, we're talking about the Asra, the Kaili, the Kani. No, we're talking about that you measure it off. $1 a pound. You get exactly for what you pay for. The Omalei, Kina, Kina, the Pruta. Like this amount, every Kina, a certain amount I give you of beans, cost a Pruta. So in such a case, you can't gain on the deal. So therefore, if the Balabas gave you money, and you brought back that much amount of beans, that's why a few degrees, it's called the Shliach did his Shlichus. But in our case, where the Shliach does half of what he's supposed to do, now we still have a question, is that called something or not? So Toshima, come and bring your proof back to our original case. Again, when the Balabas told the Shliach, sell me a big piece of land, a kuru's worth of land I want you to sell for me, of his own property. And the Shliach went and only sold half of the amount of land. Is that sale good or not? Can the Balabas say, that's not what I told you to do? I told you to sell the big land, and you sold the small one, it's not what I told you to do. Or else, no, he did half, it's also something. Toshima, come and bring your proof. It says, now Mishnah, hoi sok subosa. Arba Meyazuz, let's say by a Bas Kayin, where they used to write up the Ksuba for $400, and then the husband died, so she has a right now to collect the $400. And the husband left over property, so she goes now to sell 4 different pieces of land, each one worth $100, to collect the $400. So the Mishnah says, Machru Lezebemona. She sold the first land for $100. Very good. So far she collected $100. Ulezebemona. She sold then the second and the third land. So far, she collected $300 already. She has one more $100 to collect. It says, Uliachra, in the last field that she's selling now, the case was, the Mishnah says, Yofa Monavadinu, that the land itself was worth $100 and $1. A mona and a dinner. A little bit more than $100 it was worth. Dimona. And she only got $100 for it. No, she got gypped a little bit. So it says, the Mishnah, Shalachra, and Botul, that the last sale is no good, the last carcass is no good. Because she got gypped, she has no right to sell it. She's selling the property of the Yisayimim to collect money to eat on. She has no right to sell it and get gypped, like she has no right to sell it in that way. But our co-point of Shakula Machrim Kayim. But the first 3 sales that she made, the first 3 pieces of property that was at the right value, she got $100, it was worth $100, so she got $300, that's a good sale. So the Havamina is, we look now that she has to collect the sum of $400. So we look now as if she has a right to sell like one big karka worth $400. And what did she do? She sold a small karka for only $100. And then another time only $100. And a third time only $100. And we say now the first 3 sales are good. So here you see, if we tell you to do something for $400, and you only sell something for $100, it's called a good sale. So bring in a proof here, if you do half of what you're supposed to do, it's also called something. Tzumar says, no, that's not the pshat here.
Kediyama Rav Shisha Bredu Avidi, Diktini. We're talking about that the husband left over small fields. Not that pshat is he left over one big field that was really worth $400. And really what she was supposed to do was sell it at one time for $400. And she took a time and took a time and sold a quarter at a time and another quarter at the other time. No, that's not the pshat. Could be if it would have been one big field, she wouldn't have the right to sell it at quarters. She would have to sell it at one shot. But here we're talking about the husband left over a lot of small fields. Is Hachinami Rosa Biktini, we're talking about leftover small fields, that each field was only worth 100. So then she did the right thing, like what else she wanted to do? She has the right to collect $400. There's no field there $400. So what does she have to do? She has to sell the small fields till they equal 400. So she sold one field for 100. She had 100% right to do it. It's not even a question she's doing less than she's supposed to, but she did exactly what she's supposed to. But in our case, where the master told the shliach, sell me this big field, and he has the big field there, and the shliach went and only sold half of it, here we have a question, maybe the sale is no good. So we're not answering the shala line by sofik. Mor says, now pshita, this is for sure, that omar li echot, v'lo lishnayim, let's say a person tells a master that wants to sell his field, he tells one shliach, he tells him clearly, I have a big field here, and I want you to sell this whole field to one person. O Mali Yechad, I'm telling you clearly, I want you to sell the whole field to one person, for Lo Lishnayim, and not to two people. If so, now let's say the servant sells half the field to one person, pshita there, it's no good. O Mali Yechad, Lo Lishnayim, because the master told him clearly, I want you to sell this one big field to one person, and don't sell half to him and half to him. Therefore, if now he sells half of it, for sure that's nothing. What's going to be though, let's say the master told the shliach, I want you to sell me this field to one person. But he didn't speak out and not to two. So what does it mean when he says to one? My, Rav Huna says what the master meant to say is, sure, liyechav lelishnayim. That's also a clear way to say, I only want you to sell to one person, make one sale here out of this big land, and don't make two sales to two different people. Rav Chizda and Rabba bar Rav Huna, the Amr Tevayo, they both say no. Liyechad yafil lishnayim. That's what he said, sell it to one, sell one field. It doesn't mean to how many people. Could be, just mean to say, sell the field, sell this one big field. But he's not mocked, but even if you do it to two people also. Rashid Lavur Chayu, the Inchi the Kapti. The Svar is because people aren't mocked. That's not something that should bother you. The master said, sell the field, the main thing he wants is, if the field is worth $10,000, he wants to see $10,000. Even though he said sell it to one person, he didn't mean bedavka, only one. If you want to sell to two people, $5,000 apiece, very good. That's their svar. If they say no, liyechad means afil l'shnam, even the two people can sell it, liyechad afil l'meya. Even if you have 100 people buying, it's also as good. As long as the master did not speak out clearly to one and not to two, if he didn't speak that out, we say even though he said one, it's lavdavka. The main thing the master wants to see back is the $10,000. Mor says, Ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman went to visit Sura. Is Oyla Gabe Rav Chizda v'Rabba Rav Huna. They both went to speak to Rav Nachman. Omrula, they said to him, Ki Agav Namai, in such a case, what would you say? Where the master says, sell the field to one person, and the servant now went and sold it to two people, what's the locha? Omalu, Sir Rav Nachman also said, Liyechad Yafil Lishnayim, Liyechad Yafil Lameya. The master is not particular. He doesn't really mean it. He's not mocked in two people. The main thing he wants to see is his money. So even if you have to sell to 100 people, as long as he gets $10,000, it's okay. Omrule, Afagav de Tor Shliach. What's going to be even a case where the Shliach makes a mistake? Omalu, de Tor Shliach Loi Kamina. That no. If the shliach makes a mistake and does something wrong, like Rashi says, Omocha Bezul, let's say he sells it too cheap, the price is 10,000, he sold it for 9,000, that no. Name and name of the Nechokan, you want to tell me is good? On that we said no. If the shliach made a mistake, Loitamina, if he sold it too cheap, the master has the right to say, I never gave you permission to sell my field at a loss. Fred Gemara, aye, Vomama, we learned the Gemara about Mitzia. The klal is ain no le kakois. There's no iser I know by kakois. I know means if you sell utensils, you're not allowed to jip the person, charge too much. Halacha is up until the shtus is okay. A shtus is if it's charged a sixth more, it's an iser, but the mechir is good. If you charge more than a sixth, then the mechir is bottle. You have a right to say, he jipped me. But the klal is by karka, nothing doing. If I sell you $100 karka for $1,000, the sale is good. Because karka, no matter how much you pay for it, it's worth it. Karka is something that will stay with you always. Or the gzeras hakosev, someone on the yamam, karka is not in the parsha of Einor. So here also, if the master told the shliach to sell him the field, and he sold it at a loss, why is the sale no good? The din should be, ain't a novika kois, even though you got jipped, you got less of a price, but you can't go back on a sale of karka. So more answers, poshit. Hani mili hecha the toy balabayas. When do we say that that's if the master himself made the sale? And he, instead of charging 10,000, charged only 9,000, or else the opposite, instead of charging 10,000, he charged 12,000, and the guy pays for it, he can't get his money back. That's it. Ain't a nola kakois. But that's only if the balabos, the master, did it by himself. Ah, well, but in our case over here, Tor Shliach, here the pshat is the Shliach made the mistake. The master wanted to get his $10,000 for it, and he only got $9.50 for it. Is Omalei, the master has a right to say to the Shliach, the klal always is, Letkuni Shadrasicha V'loi Lavosi. I appointed you a Shliach to do something good for me. Letkuni means to be Masakin, to make it good for me. V'loi Lavosi, not to make a loss for me. So anytime you're causing me a loss, I have a right to say, I never made you a Shliach. I never made you my servant. When you make a Shliach to do something, that's a non-sadi, you only mean it to appoint him if he's going to do a good job. And if he makes a loss for you, he never wanted to be a Shliach. Therefore, since he made a loss here, the Mechir is bottled. Tomorrow, Minotema, how do we know this? The Shoni, the Shivla Balabayas. There's a difference between the Shliach and the Balabas himself, if they make mistakes. There's none, we learn like this. The master tells the servant, save the Torah. Go out to my fields in Eretz Yisrael. He has fruits growing there. Before you eat them, you have to take off Trumas and Maestras. So he told his servant, go out to my fields and take off for me the Trumas and Maestras. So it says, Terem Kedas Balabayas. He's supposed to be termed the way the Balabas does. There's like this different amounts, how much to take off. 1/50th, 1/40th, 1/60th. So it says, as much as the Balabas himself would do, that's how much the Shliach should do. What about in any day of Daita Shem Balabayas? Let's say the servant doesn't know what type of a master he has. He doesn't know if he's a good guy, not a good guy. Does he want to give a lot or less? So it says, Terem Bebeinus. Echad Michamishim. What he should do is give a bainus, the medium share. The medium amount is 1/50th. 1/50th of the tfuah, you have to give a truma. What about pichsu asor, he gave less than that. Or hoistif asor, he gave 1/10th more. Shumasa truma. It says still the truma is good. That's the law by a servant. Now, v'yi lo gabei balabayis tanya, by the balabos himself we learned, Torah, v'yola b'yodei afilu echad meyesrim. Trumasa truma. If he made truma, and what came out is only 1/20th, still it's called a good truma. So Toshima, you see the difference between what the balabas does and what the shliach, what a servant does for the balabas. The servant is not allowed to make mistakes. But the balabas himself, he could do whatever he wants. Whatever he wants, he's allowed to do. So you see the difference between the master and the shliach. The shliach, if he makes a big mistake, nothing doing. The shliach has the mashach has the right to say, I never appointed you to make such amount of truma. Mashenkin, the Bala boss himself, whatever he does, Havadar is good. Toshma, come and bring your proof. Hoysok suboslay abba meyazuz. Again, the Mishnah, where the husband died and the wife now has the right to collect $400 for a suba. Mochul is zebamona, so she sold one field for 100. Ul is zebamona, the second field, and the third field. Well, the Achrum, when it came to the last field, what it was, Shavu Mona V'Dina B'Mona. She made a mistake. She sold a $101 field for only $100. So it says clearly, Shal Achrum Bottle, that the last sale is Bottle. V'Shakulu Machrum Kayim. But the first ones are Kayim. So Chura, the Kasher here is, again, the Havaminer is, that it's one big Kaka she was selling. So we see if she makes the mistake, the first part of the Mechir is good. Moritz says, no, there's no proof from here. Again, we're talking about over here now that she's selling four small fields. So each sale that she does is a special sale by itself. She can't say she's doing anything wrong over here. The first sale she made was a $100 field, and she got $100. She did a very good sale. Second one the same way, third one the same way. The only thing she got jip was the fourth one. Say Nachnami, when you get jip, when you make the wrong sale, then about the other swore to say, we throw it, we say, make a choice. She has no right to make this type of a sale. That's like a law like that. The bottom, when a shliach makes a mistake, any little mistake he makes, we have a right to say, I only sent you to do something good for me and not something bad. Mishnah says, what's going to be if Shum ha-dayonim? Let's say that dayonim goes down in a case where she became an amona, the husband died, the lacha is now the isha, the amona has a right either to collect money to live on from the zonos, or else she has a right to collect the ksuba. And the husband left all the property, and she wants to get the money now. So we have to sell the property. So of course, if she wants to go to Bezin and let Bezin sell it, how about the Bezin could sell it? So what's going to be Shum ha-dayonim? Bezdin makes a shuma, Bezdin evaluates how much it's worth. Now, shepichsu shtus, or yesifu shtus, mochrin bottle. If Bezdin sold something, and either they charge a sixth more, or a sixth too little, it's not going to be mechiras bottle, it's no good. Bezdin also can't sell it for too much, or too little. If they make a little mistake up till a sixth, then it's still good. But if they make more of a mistake than one sixth, then we see even though Bezdin sold in its bottle, the mechira goes back again. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, mochrim kayim, what Bezdin does is always okay. Even though they make mistakes, a sixth less still is good. Why? And the svar is in kay, ma koich Bezdin yofem. Because if not, what's the koich? Where's the power of Bezdin? Like this, we have to give power to Bezdin. So when Bezdin makes a sale, even though they charge too much or charge too little, the sale is good. So that's the machlokes of Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama. What's going to be Avulim also Igeris Bikuris Benayim? Let's say they made a letter of Bikuris. Rashi says that means Hachrosa. That means first they made announcements, like give it over to a real estate broker to tell people this property is for sale. And they're trying to get now their best price possible. People are coming to look over the property because there's an announcement that this property is for sale. So let's say Bezdin made the announcement. In such a case now, then if Bezdin sells it, even if Bezdin sold it for the wrong price, either too much or too little, then we say the mechir is chal. Then the price, even according to the Tanakam, is good. As long as they made achroza, that they made announcements, they try to get the best price, even though it didn't come out that they got the best price, still we say the mechir is okay. That's a shreya swara. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason is for this. Russell like this, the boy Elihu, have a shana like this. Shliach kaman. What's the loch of a shliach? Rashi is like this, shliach kaman. Shliach the Torah. If not, no, so far we're going either the almona herself could sell the property, or else Bezdin could sell the property. Now, if the Amona herself sells the property, we have before, if she made $1 mistake, it's bottle. If she sold a $101 field for $100, the mechir is bottle. Any little mistake she made is bottle. That's when the Amona sells the Yisraelis property. When Bezdin sells the property, the Tanakhama says a sixth. Up until a sixth, the mechir is okay. Now the question is, let's say not the Amona sold it, and not the Bezdin sold it. But the Yisraelim made a shliach. They appointed someone to do them a favor and sold them the property. Now, how much of a mistake is he allowed to make to say the mechir is still good? Shliach kaman. Who do we consider a